Let's turn this down. Here we go. All right. Hello. Hi, everybody. It's been a while. Let's check in with the chat. Let me turn this microphone on. Make sure you can. I do this every time. It's a thing. Can you hear me? Only because I scarred myself doing an entire live like on mute. So when that happens, yeah, you got to make sure everything's running correctly. And I don't want to do another live again talking to myself with no one hearing me. So, hey guys, hello YouTube. YouTube's up in here. Hey guys, what's going on? How are you doing? John, Roger. I hope I'm live on Facebook. Good old Facebook. Oh gosh, we're going to talk about Facebook today. I'm going to do a little chat about them. Okay, welcome. So I have not gone live in a couple weeks because I'm busy. I am a mom. Mom of three kids. School-age kids. We're doing projects. We're doing end of the year stuff. If you're a mom, you know May is like, because everything's jammed into May. They try to jam everything they can into May that's humanly possible. I mean, we got field trips, end of the year projects, tests, a concert. I got a concert tonight I'm going to. So it's just, it's a lot. And then, you know, you throw in all the stuff that's going on in the world, and I just have not had a chance. Oh, and I'm planting. I like to plant. I'm a flower person. So I do roses. I got roses going on. I just did transplanted some hydrangeas. So we'll see if they take. It looks like they will. About to put some tomatoes outside. You know, I'm just doing, you know, it's good. It's healthy. Also highly recommend this. I don't know why I haven't done this until now. I've always had a hummingbird feeder, but I got just a bird feeder, and I set it really close to like one of our windows in our kitchen. So it's a good thing to just observe nature, especially with all that's going on in the world right now. I just find myself sitting there looking at the birds. I do. It's calming. I love nature. I'm a big hike person. Get outside, exercise, move your body, plant, get some sunshine, vitamin D, very important. We're going to talk about that too. I can't go too far into D because of censorship, but I do want to tell you that I am really speaking my mind over on Telegram, especially with all the science stuff or lack of science stuff that we're hearing by the mainstream media, and how you really can't contradict anything that Fauci says, because I think you can and I think we should. So I'm posting a lot of what I really think and feel over on Telegram. So come follow me over there. I'm going to turn this heater down. I've got a heater going on here. And this thing, so sorry. I'm taking valuable time, your valuable time. But I'm about to literally light on fire. Okay, so a lot going on. Let's see here. What's going on here? I got a pet groundhog. He eats rabbit chow. Oh, wow. That's interesting, John. A pet groundhog. There are some groundhogs near me. You go hiking a little bit up, and there's like a whole field of them. Michigan. Hey, Barbara, what's up? Nebraska, hello. Hello. Great church in Nebraska. A guy I listen to out there. Yay from off the three. Yeah, Abby, off the three. Okay, so stuff's going on. Today, National Day of Prayer. So definitely take some time out of your day. Well, you should take time out of your day every day to pray, because that really is what I believe is going to move the needle on a lot of the stuff we're seeing right now. I've done lives on this before, but our wrestle is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. So a lot of the stuff you're seeing right now is just, it's nasty. It's ugly. And it's a complete attack on freedom. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom, right? So if you see anything coming against freedom, you know that it's not of God. It's very simple. This shouldn't be complex. A lot of people make it complex, but if God is in it, it's freedom, right? Sin is not freedom. Like, they're like, oh yeah, well, I'm free to do whatever I want. Yeah, that's totally fine. You're free to do whatever you want. But if you get enslaved to sin, you're not truly free. Actually, the sin has a hold on you. Sin has a grip on you. You're not free. So true freedom is walking in liberty, walking free from sin, free from sickness, free from all this junk, free from socialism, communism, all of it.
And that is true freedom. And that's why where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we're not witnessing that right now in our world, are we? We're seeing a total overreach and people trying to grab our freedom and take it. And it's not of God. I mean, it's there's no like, I don't know, maybe it is. No, it's not. It's not. It's never of God if they're trying to take your freedom ever. So that's just a quick, you know, way to determine, wait a minute, is this taking away freedom? Yes, it is, not of God. Okay, so we need to pray against that stuff. It's really a spirit of control, and control is enslavement, right? And so we're seeing this with these lockdowns that are still continuing. This pushing for passports. I can't say the word, but because they'll censor me there. But we're seeing like this total push. Now I'm hearing that there's going to be people that have gotten the shot in one section of a stadium at some sporting events, and then people that have not gotten the shot in another side of the stadium. It's just okay, like, let's take us back, right? That's another thing. It's not progressive what these people push. What these people push is separation, segregation, and that's not progress. That's not moving us forward. So it's funny to me when you got the left saying, they're progressive or they're liberal. They're neither of those things. And I actually did a short video on that earlier this week, calling it out because segregation, is not freedom, right? Segregation is not progressive. Segregation doesn't move us forward. Segregation separates us. That's what the left wants to do. There's even some college and universities that are like separating people on their races, right? Like, how is that progressive? How does that move us forward? That just divides us. So there's just a list. There's a list of stuff, and I can share that video another time, but I kind of went into detail about how, that we misuse the term liberal and progressive because the left is neither liberal or progressive. Liberal, like true classic liberalism, is you do your thing, I'll do my thing. It's very much like libertarianism is what a true liberal is. And the left is all about government and control, taking your freedom, telling you what you can and cannot do. Easy way to determine whether you're a Democrat or Republican or a conservative is to ask yourself, do you believe that the government knows more than you do? Do you believe that the government knows how to better take care of you and your family than you do? It's very simple. If your answer is yes, I do believe the government knows how to take care of me and my family better than I do, then you're most likely a Democrat. You're most likely a leftist, and you want total government control. If you're like, no, I got this, I can handle it. They don't know how to handle, me or my kids. So I'm going to be a conservative limit government. We've made it too complex. It's very simple. So National Day of Prayer, be praying for this country and praying. I'm still believing that light is going to pierce the darkness. I'm still believing that good is going to prevail. I'm still believing that what has been hidden and covered up is going to be exposed. I'm still standing on that. I'm not going to back down on that. I believe that God is on the move. I believe that he's up to something, even though when you can't see it, he's not thrown by anything that's happening right now. He's not like, oh, it's happening, this is terrible. No, he's got it. So I'm not freaking out. I'm really not freaking out. I was telling my mom the other day, I'm in a state of like observation. I don't know if you guys feel that way, but I feel like, I'm involved because I of what I do, right? But I'm more in a state of prayer and just observing. I'm just watching. And I'm watching what's happening. I'm watching what's going on. I'm watching the left become more and more rabid, more and more aggressive, more and more just exposing who they really are, what they're really about. And I want more of it. Not that I want more of the leftism, but I want them fully exposed. I want it so obvious that these people are Marxist, communist socialists that want to completely destroy everything this country was founded on. I want it to be seen. So there's no one out there that's like, I had no idea that that's what the left was. I want more and more of it exposed. I want more. Just go ahead. Expose yourself on who you really are. That's what they're doing. And people are watching it. We're watching it unfold. So, really quick, because I'm starting this meme of the week thing. So if you got a good meme, send it to me. Send it my way. But this is not necessarily a meme. It's just a short video here of second in command, Kamala, kissing her husband, who's fully vaccinated. She's also fully vaccinated with a mask on. So let's just really quick. Science, right? I mean, that's just science. Just, yeah. Just put your mask on and kiss people because science. Second in command. If you're not concerned, you should be. Again, I have to watch this one more time. Sorry. I just. Make it stop. Seriously, just make it stop. If you're listening to the podcast version of this, which I will upload shortly, it's Kamala kissing her husband, both fully vaccinated outside with their masks on. You know, if you really believe something worked, like if you really believed in something, like you trust it, right? Like then you act out of trust. If you believe in something, then you act out of trust, right? Like if you believe that when you get on an airplane, you're not going to crash, you get on the airplane. You just do. It's a form of trust. You're like, I'm going to, a little scared, a little nervous, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to put my life on this plane. I'm going to pray to God that it doesn't go down. Pray to God the pilot knows what he's doing, and I'm going to get on the plane. Now, these people that have been fully vaccinated that are still wearing masks, I don't think they trust. I mean, let's just be real. Do you trust? And clearly we've got, I wish I would have downloaded that one picture of the Carters. You guys, it's a viral picture. You guys have all seen it. The Carters who are, you know, they're frail. They're in their late 90s. They're definitely at risk. Okay. Definitely at risk. And they're hanging out with the Bidens without masks on inside. But then you see Biden go outside, he's got the mask strapped to his face. What is going on? Like, what, can anyone follow this? Like, because I can't, there's no logic. I mean, if you're looking for logic, God help you. Because I tried doing that. I tried doing that back about a year ago, more than a year ago. It was back March. I was like, what is this? Not making, none of this makes sense. And it's continued to not make sense. And now we're seeing, you know, and I didn't know that the Carters were tiny people. I mean, these people are tiny. They're tiny, tiny. It's like Gandalf meets, Bilbo in Georgia is what we witnessed there. And all of them maskless because, you know, because science. But then you should kiss with a mask on because science. It just, and if you're believing this, like if you're following this and like these guys know what they're talking about, you probably shouldn't be following me. Really, you shouldn't. You just unfollow me. Really, because I don't believe any of it. I'm not following or believing or participating in any of this. I'm just done participating. So that's my meme of the week. Prayers up for India because they're getting hit hard with this COVID thing. And you know what? I started to do some research because that's what I like to do. And you know what I found? I'm not saying that this is has anything to do with it, but I just want to put this out there. The population of India is almost 90 to 100% deficient in vitamin D. Did you know that? I didn't know that until I was like, let's just look up and just find out. In fact, this isn't from me. This is from the National Library of Medicine. It's from a government website. But you see, the thing is, it was published in 2018. See, so the minute I put this up there, I guarantee you someone's going to come along and take this thing down. But this study found that 40% to 99% of these of Indians in India were deficient. Another study found 70 to 100%. And another study found 80 to 90%. And it consists a lot of the poor environment. Like, it's heavily polluted there. And also the diet, not a lot of vitamin D. So I just found that interesting. I think you should find it interesting too. If you want to know my real thoughts on that, follow me on Telegram, because that's where I'm really talking about. And I've got some incredible videos from doctors, world-renowned scientists. I'm not pulling this stuff like, hey, that guy sounds like he knows what he's talking about. Let's give him a platform. Yeah, you live in your basement. Yeah, you got some thoughts. Let's hear them. No, these are people that are doctors, that have been doctors for years. They're published. Some of them scientists that have worked for the National Institute of Health. They've worked for under Bill Gates, and they're coming forward now, and they're saying stuff that the mainstream media is not allowing them to say. So I'm saying what they want to say over on Telegram. I highly encourage you guys to do your own research. Seriously, do your own research, but make sure who you're listening to is accredited. Like, don't just because a lot of people do that. We saw that happened with this past election. There were a lot of different theories, a lot of rabbit holes, crazy conspiracy crap going on, and people were following this stuff. And I never got involved in it. I always was like, again, let's observe. But with a lot of this stuff, with what's going on right now, science-wise, in the science world, I highly recommend that you look outside the box and listen to what people are saying. And it's good to hear a variety of different viewpoints. It's not good to lock in and think only what one person is saying. It's not good to only listen to Dr. Fauci. It's not good to only listen to, that person you want to hear, and you go, because you got some thoughts in your head of what all this is about, and you only go down that channel. Spread it wide, and then draw your own conclusions. And that's what I think is very, very important on that. Okay, really quick, Trump's Facebook ban. So I'm getting messages about, I was going to do radio today, but I'm not, because I've got a concert tonight. So Trump's Facebook ban has been upheld. Just so you guys know, 95% of the Facebook oversight board have made hateful statements against Trump and his followers. So this is the board making the decision that they're not going to allow Trump back on their site. And 95% of these guys openly hate Trump and his supporters. So if you don't think it's biased, okay, you're And another thing, independent fact checkers, because these guys have literally destroyed me. I even had an article written up. I've shared it on Twitter. I was interviewed by the Gazette here in Colorado Springs, because they've literally watched my platform go meow, millions of views at one point, and now, I've got a couple hundred views. So there, if you don't think you're being censored as a conservative, you are. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're saying anything that's outside of the mainstream, anything that's not, tailored to the narrative, then you most likely are being censored. My censorship has demonetized me, deplatformed me, taken away supporters, taken away branding, all of it. So it doesn't surprise me that Facebook is not going to allow President Trump back on, especially if this guy decides, if the President Trump decides to run again. They can't let him, have his platform back. They're not gonna, they hate this guy, okay? They hate conservatives. They hate freedom. These guys are globalists. They don't want anybody that speaks differently allowed to speak, right? It's state-run media through big tech, basically, is what we're witnessing. And if you only are on big tech media, I'll just say this to you. If you only are on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, then you most likely are deceived in some way, because you're not branching out and hearing other points of view, because they have limited it to just this small bubble of people that are allowed to talk. And if you say anything outside of that, then, they take away everything you built. So that's what they've done to me. Again, so follow me on Telegram, because that's where I'm really speaking the truth. Also found this interesting. This is a bunch of people have been sending this to me. People are now being warned when they come to my Facebook page, that before they like this page, you know, they should probably review what conservative mama and types like her are saying before you like the page. So I heavily doubt that they're doing this to people on the left. I heavily doubt it. And if you're on the left and you're watching this and people are, you know, you have your own page and people are, then please send it to me, because I doubt anybody on the left is being warned before they like a leftist page. This is happening to conservatives. So what else was I going to say here? Yeah. And so I really do believe that these guys need to be broken up. And I know that's a controversial viewpoint for a conservative who's free market and, you know, let the markets play itself out, for me to say something like that. Yeah, I'm saying it because the market has literally been squeezed down so much to only what? We've got Apple, Amazon, Google, Facebook, Twitter, literally controlling almost everything. Literally, almost everything. These huge, giant corporations, which is funny because where is the left right now? Where are the people that are like, oh, anti-corporation? Like, where are you guys right now? Where are you? Because literally, we've got Amazon, Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, literally controlling the world. And I believe they need to be broken up. And you know, other conservatives might argue with me and say, well, you know, that, you know, let the free market play itself out, and let it, you know, let it work itself out. Listen, we tried that. Look what happened to Parler. Okay. And this is funny because they're like, you know, you don't want to, you don't like what Facebook has to say. You don't like what Twitter has to say. Well, then why don't you go create your own stuff? Okay. We did. Parler was created for free speech for conservatives, and Amazon came after them and took away their servers. And then Apple booted them off of their phones. You can't even get the app. These people are controlling everything. And I believe that they need to be broken up. It's out of control. It's completely out of control. And it's a giant echo chamber, right? I mean, a diverse society is not just diverse looking, it's diverse in thought. And if you can't handle people sharing different thoughts and ideas, then you're never going to come up with the best idea. Like, that creates the best. And when you put a panel of people together and they debate an issue, and you get to hear Joe's point of view and Sarah's point of view and Christine's point of view and you know, Jeff's point of view, and they all argue, and one of them rises to the top with the best, you know, result or solution to a problem that they're debating. But when you eliminate it and you've only got Sarah, it's like, we'll just go with Sarah. Anybody know that? Then there's no, you're not thriving. You're not developing. You're not bettering yourself as a society. There needs to be debate. There needs to be confrontation. There needs to be conflict in order to have the best arise. In order for people to say, you know what, I like you, Sarah, but I think Jeff has the best idea here. Let's go with Jeff. Argue it out. But they've eliminated it. You cannot argue. You can't debate. They've done this with science. They've done this with politics. They've done this with literally everything across the board. There's no discussion taking place. And that should concern everybody. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. If you can't listen to somebody that you disagree with, and you know what happens when I listen to people that I disagree with? It just like, I hear them arguing, and then in my head, I know exactly how I would counter that. It solidifies where I stand on stuff. And then when I hear something that I'm like, you know, I've never thought of it that way, it makes me search deeper inside what I believe. And if I have to question what I believe, then I question it and I find the right answer and I find why I think the way I think. But if no, I'm not being challenged, we're not challenging ourselves, then we're not growing, right? It's like a tree planted in the ground. It's the wind. It's the weather. It's the stuff around it that causes it to deep down its roots, to bury deeper into the ground, to be more anchored. And if we don't have wind, which is discussion, and weather, which is debate, we're not deepening our roots. And that's what Facebook, Big Tech, Apple, Google, all of it has tried to do. They don't want discussion. They want you all like zombies, thinking the same way. Don't question anything you're being told. And it should concern every single person out there. So Okay. Rumors. Next topic. I'm going to hurry here because I'm already at 25. I'm just jabbering now. Okay, 25, because I'm 25 minutes in already. Okay, rumors of Trump running again. Okay, this is something that I know I'm going to get hit hard again by conservatives because they're going to be like, Rachel Wyatt, what are you saying? I highly supported President Trump in 2016, and I highly supported him in 2020. And I do believe some serious crap happened in this last election, and I don't believe that what we're witnessing is legitimate in any way. But what I would say, and let's let this thing play out. We have, there's still a lot of stuff going on in Maricopa. Let's really quick Maricopa. I mean, the Democrats have, they're sued four times to stop this audit trying to take place. Now the Biden administration, the Biden Department of Justice has stepped in. They're trying to stop this audit from taking place. They're saying that, you know, they're concerned about security, which is just a bunch of crap. They're also saying that they're concerned about, you know, like civil rights or something like that are coming into play because the audit is trying to verify, you know, people that voted. And sometimes that requires calling them, stopping by their house and, you know, did you vote? Did you vote this way? Confirming the vote, verifying, you know, that they are a true person, that they did vote in this last election. The Democrats are saying that's intimidation. And they're trying to use that to stop this audit, which is funny because the Biden Department of Justice has no legal recourse whatsoever in the state of Arizona. Our Constitution clearly makes it very, very, very clear that the state legislatures decide what happens with their elections, period, end of story. So the Biden administration can kick and scream and, you know, do all these different threats to try to stop this thing, but the truth is going to come out. It's going to come out. And I hope people are prepared for it. And the media is not talking about it at all. But the truth is going to be revealed. We've been praying for this. This prayer is going to be answered. So I'm believing God for that. I'm believing God that the truth wins. Truth wins. So with that said, Trump running again. I love Trump. Okay. I was on board with him when he came down the escalator. So I've not been like, you know, my concern about Trump and is that a lack of discernment. I believe that if he would have cleaned house totally and completely when he entered the Oval Office in January of 2017 and gotten rid of all Obama holdovers, I believe that we would not be in the situation right now. I also would want, if he does announce that he's going to run again, I would want a campaign promise of cleaning house. And not I'm going to try to clean house. Any Biden holdover out the door day one. Day one. Because, and I also, there was a lot of people that were around Trump that I didn't trust. And I think a lot of people that are in the entrepreneur world, some people that I know just, that I love dearly, they're very trusting. They trust, and, you know, they believe the best in people, and I'm not that way. I wish I could be sometimes, but I'm very skeptical. I'm very skeptical. I question people's intentions. And I have like this intuition myself. Like I can, and it's a discernment, it's a gift. You know, it is, and some people have it, some people don't, but people that don't have discernment have gifts that I don't have, right? I don't have the Trump card that he has, the ability to, you know, just that he's an anomaly, right? Like he's unbelievable. Like I don't have all of that, those talents, but the one thing lacking here, and I would say it's an Achilles heel, is the ability to discern. The ability to figure out who's on your team, who's not on your team, who's loyal, who's not loyal. We saw it time and time again with people trying to stab Trump in the back all throughout his presidency, leaks to the media. It was just an ongoing thing. And there has to be somebody by Trump that has that discernment. And I didn't see it. I didn't see it. And it's essential. It is essential, no matter where you're going, where you're headed, to have people around you that have the ability to spot, you know, just to see corruption or to see, you know, just, you know, people that are in this for the wrong intentions. And I think that that's something that Trump lacked. And so I would want, you know, him to have people this time around able to see it. And even with, he did an interview on Fox with Hannity a couple of weeks ago. And even when he was talking about the vaccine, I don't believe he can see stuff that I can see. And I'm speaking freely on Telegram to people like what I can see. And it literally, this entire year has played out exactly how I would think it would have played out. Like, it's not like I'm being thrown by any of this. Because I can see it. It's going, like, you can see it. And so he needs people around that can see it. And I don't think that they're there yet. I still don't think he has that team that can see what's taking place, the bigger picture, the bigger players, I don't know how to word it, because I'm not really, but there's just that check with me that's like, man, we got a clean house. You can't have any Biden holdovers. You cannot align yourself. This is the thing, because people keep talking about this unity and just, you know, let's all come together. And even the national prayer people, no unity. You cannot unify with people that hate freedom. You cannot unify with people that want to destroy everything this country was founded upon. You cannot unify. You can't link arms with people like that. I'm a freedom, constitution, Bible believing Christian, and there's no compromise. There's no compromise there. There's no like, I guess this is okay. I guess no. Okay. No one trying to impede on our individual rights, our individual liberty, our individual freedom. There's no gray zone there. It's very clear. And I think that some people, it's all gray to them. They can't really see it. And sometimes you got to surround yourself with people that have that ability and that gift. And so I would just hope that Trump would bring some people in that have that ability and that gift for discernment, and that he would clean house. So that would be if he decides to throw his hat back in the ring. But there's still stuff that's happening that I think could change all of this. If he does say, let's do this again, I would want a campaign promise of I'm going to clean house and come out strong against these lockdowns. Come out strong against these vaccine passports. Come out strong against that stuff. I want to see that. I want to see a strong, no way, no how. We're America. Like, if you want the government up in your business, if you want the government telling you what you can and cannot do, what you should and should not inject yourself with, what you can and cannot eat, what you can and cannot hear, what you can and cannot see, then you need to be in a government socialist, a government, you know, run country where they're all up in your business, because that's what you want. If you want that, then that's not America. That's not what this country was founded upon. Our founding fathers left that, okay? They left it, and they fought, and they bled, and they died for our freedom, okay? So that's what America is. And if you don't want that, then you probably should look around the world and find a country that has the government telling you all what you can and cannot do with every aspect of your life, and tells you how you should raise your children and all that stuff. That's where you belong. But here in America, it's freedom. You get to decide. And if you take issue with that, then you probably should look for another country to live in. I know that I can't even believe I'm saying that. I mean, and if you're a Democrat celebrating the 4th of July, what are you celebrating? Like, honestly, tell me what you're celebrating when you celebrate the 4th of July if you're a Democrat leftist. Because that contradicts everything that the people you're voting for believe in. Like, they don't want individual liberty and freedom, religious liberty, freedom of speech, a limited government. That's why our Constitution was written. They don't want that. So what are you celebrating? I'm just throwing it out there. All right, you guys, I've gone way too long. I will download this. Sometimes as a mom, like I listen to other podcasts, but you can't sit and, you know, watch somebody like talk like I'm talking. Like, you got to be doing other things. So I like to listen to podcasts because I can, you know, tune in and be doing laundry or cleaning or planting or, you know, whatever, all at the same time. So check out, it's on Podbean. I just started a little thing over there where it just, I literally download what I'm saying here so you can listen while you're on the go. All right. I'm going to stop talking. Okay. All right, you guys, God bless you. Be encouraged. Continue to pray, especially on this National Day of Prayer. And just light's going to be shown, right? Darkness is going to be revealed. Truth will win. Truth will win. Truth will always win. Truth always wins. Okay. It might take a while for the truth to show up, but she eventually shows up. All right. God bless you guys. We'll talk soon.